As discussed, the DRG inpatient payment is a combination of ICD-10 diagnosis coding plus ICD-10 procedural coding, resulting in assignment to a MS-DRG. The MS-DRG is assigned by the insurance company, not the hospital, after the patient is discharged. The insurance company runs the patient's ICD-10 diagnosis and procedure codes through a special software, which then assigns the MS-DRG. Each MS-DRG is a clinically cohesive group of hospital services that require a similar amount of hospital resources, cost, and exhibit similar length of stay patterns. These payments are intended as a one lump sum payment, inclusive of the hospital's cost of procedures, services, and supplies associated with an inpatient stay from the time of admission to discharge. Because of this one lump sum pay, hospitals must look for efficiencies, such as reductions in infections, complications, and readmissions in order to keep their costs down. DRG assignment is based on the complexity of each individual patient stay. A patient that experiences major complications and comorbidities, referred to as MCC, during their inpatient stay will be placed in a higher paying DRG than the patient with complications and comorbidities, referred to as CC, due to a greater need for resources and service intensity. The patient that experiences no major complications or comorbidities during their stay will require less resources and intensity of care, and therefore will be in the lowest paying of the three DRGs. This slide shows the DRGs for the IGTD coronary intervention indications. The commonly assigned DRGs range from Medicare national payment rates of $51,279 down to $6,954, depending on procedure performed, such as a complicated coronary bypass with PTCA versus lesser complexity PTCA without cardiac catheterization. The procedure and the patient's complications and comorbidities will determine the DRG assignment. It is important to note that these are Medicare national payment rates. Each hospital's DRG payment will vary based on their geographical location, teaching status, etc. The reimbursement hotline is able to provide site-specific payment rates for your hospitals of interest. As noted, the variation of DRG payments based on MCC or CC, it is critical for physicians to accurately and thoroughly dictate any complications or comorbidities that arise during a patient's stay to ensure the hospital is appropriately reimbursed for the complexity of each case. A good rule of thumb is, if it is not documented, it did not happen. If it did not happen, it cannot be coded. If it is not coded, it may not be appropriately paid.